During Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas addressed the issue of voter disenfranchisement, accusing Democrats of needing the votes of murderers to win an election.
Many Senate Democrats have decided as a policy matter that they would like to see as many felons as possible able to vote. One would presume they have made a determination it's in their political interest to have more felons, more convicted murderers, more convicted rapists, more people convicted of domestic abuse voting, that they've made an assessment that that helps their prospects on election day.
Every state has different laws regarding whether people with felony records can vote. Only two states have no voting restriction on people convicted of felonies. Those states are Maine and Vermont. While those two states are considered traditionally Democratic, there are varying degrees of restrictions imposed by most states, and contrary to Cruz's views, there's no evidence of party bias. Kara Ghosh is Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Sentencing Project. In a recently released report, the organization found that 5.2 million Americans convicted of a felony are disenfranchised. About a quarter of those are African American.
Most states disenfranchise people regardless of, you know, the political leanings of those states. These laws have been around in some cases for centuries. Sort of founding principles that come from English common law that we disenfranchise people with felony records. It became a big deal when we implemented mass incarceration in this country, and therefore the impact of these laws has become exponentially greater.
Ghosh also rejected the idea asserted by Cruz that allowing felons to vote would benefit one party versus another. But Barrett, a conservative pro-life Republican, has opposed giving felons the right to vote. She wrote in a 37-page dissent presented to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Cantor v. Barr that, quote, "History does show that felons could be disqualified from exercising certain rights, like the right to vote and serve on juries, because these rights belonged only to virtuous citizens," unquote. Democratic Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois asked Barrett about her dissent.
"Do you understand why I read your lengthy dissent here, where somehow or another you could say to Ricky Cantor, sorry, you can't vote anymore, but buy any guns you wish. We treat those rights differently. If you are guilty of a felony that is not violent, you can lose your right to vote, but you can't lose your right to buy a gun. Am I wrong?"
"Senator, Cantor had nothing to do with the right to vote. The point that I was making in that passage, the 14th Amendment actually expressly allows for states to deprive felons of the right to vote, and my point was that there was no similar language in the Second Amendment."
Durbin was not convinced by Barrett's response. He said after closely studying her dissent, he concluded that she clearly believes in two distinct categories of rights: individual rights, like the right to own a gun, and collective rights, such as the right to serve on a jury or the right to vote. Durbin has also previously stated that voter disenfranchisement is not a partisan issue. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA News.